Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Digital Chill Podcast. I'm your host, Gabe Pilley, and I'm here with...
What you mean? You're the host.
I'm one of your hosts.
That's right, Gabe Pilley.
And I'm here with...
Keith Clark.
And Hunter All.
And we're finally back.
It's been 3 months!
It's been a hot minute.
I'll explain why. So basically, we all got into like car crashes and stuff. And
We're all just stupid.
We're all just stupid.
Don't say we. I think it would never
be our fault.
It would never be my fault. I think it's all your fault.
I think it's all the game's fault because...
It is kind of my fault.
Yeah, that's right, bitch.
But it's a reasonable reason. It's just... Musical started back up, and it's just kind of been, like, conflicting schedules. Like, our normal record day is Wednesdays, but they've just been, like, having musical rehearsal, like, every Wednesday. So it's like, I can't do Wednesday, but hey, I can do Thursday, but it's like, then they have something Thursday, and it's just conflicting schedules. And it's, I rarely have a free day, but we finally fit one in, and I think you guys' season ended, so now we could hopefully be recording on not just Wednesday, so now it should be a little bit more consistent. I'm not going to promise anything, because we have never delivered on our promises, so I'm not going to promise.
Don't believe when we say we promise something, just don't believe us.
Yeah, but basically, we're not dead, and we won't be dead. Hopefully, I can promise you that this will not be our last episode, at least.
You're getting at least one more.
You got at least one more out of us. Which will most likely be...
At bare minimum.
Bare minimum, it's just going to be the last one before we graduate, because then we'll all be busy again.
Yeah.
Then we'll come back maybe, right, guys? Right.
Maybe we come back. It's like a debate.
But yeah, no. I mean, it's February. Like, we still have March, April. We still have 2 months, and then May. But May is going to be convoluted. Busy and very short. So March and April, we still have to record, so... We should have a couple episodes in. But yeah, since last we recorded the Christmas special, which we actually pre-recorded, uploaded on Christmas, but we recorded before Christmas. So basically, from Christmas till now is just a huge chunk of things we could talk about. So let's just get right into it. And Christmas happened. I can't think of anything really interesting. I got an iPhone. That's cool.
For Christmas, I had a really fun time with all my friends.
Yeah.
I didn't really do shit for Christmas, I won't lie.
Yeah, I don't actually know if I did anything like with my friends for Christmas. And I don't remember what I did for Christmas with my family, because it was eons ago. I think that concludes December, except for New Year's. New Year's happened.
I don't think the vast majority of us talk about New Year's.
Yeah, whatever.
Unfortunately.
Stuff happened on New Year's. If you were there, you know.
If you were there.
If you weren't there, you can ask anyone and they would know. So, New Year's happened. What happened? New Year's, January.
A lot of things happened.
So, one thing that happened in January for me is absolutely nothing. I didn't really do much.
I honestly don't remember January. I don't think anything really happened in January.
Guys, we might be a little bit schizophrenic. We don't really have much to talk about in January.
I have a lot of things in February. I just sort of don't remember. Did I do anything in January?
Probably not. It was cold. It was cold as hell January.
January, at the start of January, New Year's. Played a lot of Minecraft during Christmas break, which was pretty cool. We had a realm going, and it went to chaos. There was a war, and that never happened. We were planning a war, and it was like secret sides, basically. And then like people just kept like blowing shit up and stealing shit. So that didn't happen. Basically January, not much happened. A lot of Minecraft, and that's really it, to be honest. I really didn't do anything in January.
To be fair, I started something like maybe December, January-ish. Like, it was like a little content thing that I did for a little bit, but then I got busy again. I didn't want to do it, and some stuff happened, so I didn't end up doing it. But I might start getting back into like content creation and stuff like that. I might really have a hand at that eventually.
I want to get back into content creation, YouTube. I want to get back into it over the summer, though. I don't want to do it while I'm here in school.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing. Because
one, I know I won't be consistent at all, because I'll be too busy with other shit. And two, I don't really have the willingness to do it right now. And three, I don't feel like dealing with people bringing that up right now. I don't feel like dealing with people talking about it.
You know what we should be talking about? Gabio play game of music. What happened?
Gabio
make music
either.
Go.
I don't do anything with that. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll make a... I really want to eventually make a song with my cousin one day. And, like, it'll actually be good because he's good. So...
I need a microphone, and I'll start making music.
He has a studio. January... Mom prom happened in January. That's really it. Some kid tried fighting me. That was interesting.
Talking about prom. What are you guys wearing to prom?
Light blue.
I was thinking, like, what color should I wear? Like,
what color should you wear? Why not just... I don't know.
Why don't... And then you just said, I don't know. The why even giving an opinion?
I don't know.
You don't even have an opinion today.
Hear me out. Okay, hear me out.
What the hell?
All right, hear me out.
Oh, I went sledding in January.
What if you showed up? You know, everyone's going to be there, you know, all black, right? Everyone's going to be there all black?
If I show up
that's
naked.
Cap. I'm showing up in light blue. Luca's okay. going in
we didn't
pink,
ask.
And we're going to be cotton candy.
Here's what you do. You got to show up in all white.
I showed up in all white last year's prom. I was pimping.
You think I would look handsome in all white?
It was actually white. It was a white coat with a pink vest.
I'm thinking. I still got to pick up my color. I still got to pick up a suit. I got to look handsome. And I might go to... Might go somewhere.
I went sledding during January. We went to one of our friends' houses who had like a place in their backyard with a huge hill. Sled down. There was also a lake down there. We started. I walked around the lake. I was gonna walk through it, but it was frozen. By the way, I was gonna walk through it, but then I took one step and it made like a loud crack, like throughout the whole lake that like reverberated. I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. So I just walked. I just walked on the lake, just like. Circled it, which was cool. We rolled a massive log onto that. That was pretty fun. And that really concludes January. I didn't really do anything January.
Which I didn't really do anything at all.
I'd have to look at my schedule. I feel like sometimes I remember things off like the school dates. Like what was happening during school at that time. I got actually help. Guys, February is almost over. It's Black History Month. My month is almost over, guys.
Womp womp. Oh, I know, January. Oh, the TP War of 24 happened in January.
Oh, dear.
That's the first story on our list. I have like we have a list of things to talk about. That's the first thing in chronological order. And it happened in January. Yippee! So, here at our high school, and I don't know maybe other high schools, I don't know how it works there, swimming has a tradition of the underclassmen prank the upperclassmen's, like the seniors' houses, the weekend of their final meet. So, I'm friends with a couple seniors who are swimmers. One of them is Jake Hughes. So, he enlisted us, and we've been doing this thing, like, we all bought Orbi guns, and we've been going gunning every so often or so. We haven't been doing it much because it's been cold, but, you know, just go out in the woods, just fucking... do, like, team deathmatch, whatever, and just, like, shoot each other with Orbi guns. It's awesome. They also do enough damage to where, like, they hurt, so they're a deterrent.
Crazy.
A deterrent.
They are a deterrent. So he enlisted a bunch of guys who aren't swimmers to show up to his house and protect his house with Orbi guns. I'm sitting there. I think I'm playing, like, Minecraft or some shit. And, like, the time to show up is, like, arriving. And then he's like, fuck, they're here. So I just like hop up, grab my gun. By the way, if I ever accidentally just say gun, I'm talking about an Orbi gun. Grab my Orbi gun, hop in the car, and then just book it straight to his house, which isn't too far from my house. And as I show up, I see a bunch of cars, a bunch of underclassmen just in the street trying to get near to his house with a like rolls of TP. And like Luca, who also had an Orbi gun, was just like out of his sunroof just shooting them as they climb up. I parked right behind him in like a little cul-de-sac circle, hopped out of my car, started shooting them, and then like Jake came out. Jake tased a kid. I don't know who he tased.
Bro whipped out the 9-volt.
He got close. So he just tased him. He was shooting him with like an airsoft gun. Shit was real. Like, because they were trying to TP his house. And, eventually, I'm sitting in the driveway with Luke. I'm standing there shooting them. And one of our friends, who's an underclassman, who's there with him, was, like, with us, talking with us. And I look over at him. And I look back at Luke, and I look, like, straight. And I just see, in the street, a distance away, just smoke forming. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Did they, like, buy, like, a pseudo smoke bomb? And then I just see just... And then it just... right above us. I'm like, what the hell was... I'm like, what the hell? They shot a firework at us. They was right above me.
They be letting off the bomba clots, bro.
I was like, what the fuck? I'm sitting there like my hearing's kind of gone because I just had a firework shot at me. And I'm like, I turned to our friend who's a junior. I'm like, dude, what the hell? You didn't tell us about that. He's like, I didn't know. So I'm like sitting there. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, this is serious now. I'm like, I didn't realize it was this serious. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, suddenly like it dawned on me. I'm like, dude, Jake just tased a kid. A firework was shot at us. I'm like, the cops are going to get called. I'm like, a bunch of teenagers running around. And they leave eventually. They leave Jake's house. But they had other houses to TP. And we had other houses to protect. So we meet back up at someone else's house.
Bro's the TP protection squad.
Yeah, we were the Minutemen.
The enforcers.
And we went to the next house to protect it that we were going to protect. Because there were some houses that they were getting that we just did not get to protect. So we went to the next war zone. And eventually, I think... our junior friend, who's like our inside man, said that they were like back on their way to Jake's house. So they were going back to Jake's. So we went back to Jake's to turn him off for a bit again. But they got they TP'd a bit at Jake's house before he could get out to stop him. And then they left. So then we went back to that one house that they had to go. They had to still TP. And as we get there, they pulled up at the same time as us. They see that we got there. So they're like, oh. Jake's house is unprotected. So they go back to Jake's house. We go back to Jake's house and we stop them again. They get a bit of TP some more. And I guess we weren't there in time. They actually ended up pouring oil, like some, I think it was canola oil or it was dish soap, I think, all over his like front porch and rug, and then like poured a bunch of flour all over it, which is fucked up. They put fork. No, that was later. Then they TP'd a bit of his house. But yeah, the oil is kind of the worst part. Or the dish soap is the worst part. But we turn him again. And finally just put an end to it. Because as we're sitting at Jake's house, like, waiting to protect it, we just see, like, a cop car go down his street. We're like, all right, well, this was going to happen eventually. But, like, I wasn't worried. I know Poff was there. He was freaking the fuck out. Like, he got there in his car. He was, like, kind of talking about, like, how fun it's going to be. And I'm like, dude, I don't think you realize the severity of this situation. Like, this isn't just a have fun. Like, no, this is going to be, an actual, like, shit could get dangerous. Yeah. So he's like, dude, I'm not having that. Like, this is, I didn't realize how, like, this is fucked up. And I'm like, I know. I warned you. But, like, I'm not worried because we're not doing anything wrong or illegal. We are protecting Jake's house with Orbi guns. We're legally in the right here. They're the ones who are trying to vandalize a house, and they're the ones who are, like, speeding down the streets and yelling and TPing other people's houses. They TP'd his neighbor's house more than they TP'd his house. But we talked to the cop. He's like, yeah, I was a teenager once. I get it. Just cut it out. But they didn't talk to him. They ran away from the cop, first of all. We talked to him. But that was enough of a deterrent for them. They didn't go back to any of their houses, so they stopped for the night. And we won the war. Until the next weekend, where none of us knew they were doing it, and some petty fucking juniors with no lives decided, yeah, this isn't tradition anymore, this is war. So they just decided to TP Jake's house anyway, even though the meet was already over, swim season was over, the tradition ended. Like, this wasn't even due to tradition. This was just because they wanted to TP a house now, because we stopped them, so they thought we were pussies for stopping them, and they were pissed off that they couldn't do it. So, yeah, they TP'd it anyway, and then we helped clean up. And that was the end of that, the TP War of 24 arc. And they also put forks in their yard. So that's where the forks came from.
Yeah, I was about to say, why did you just put forks on the dock?
That's where the forks came from.
I mean, I'm a big fan of forks. Yeah, I feel like we should
have... You guys want to go throw forks at somebody's house? Like,
I'm a big fan of forks.
Wait, I actually want to... I'm going to look this up for a second. Yeah. You know what rage rooms are? Yeah, I want to go to one, guys. Like, actually. Cincinnati.
I just punch my steering wheel. It usually works.
Go full throttle? Oh, full throttle. I haven't been there in a while.
Adrenaline Park?
That
just sounds awesome.
That sounds cool. As a concept. Why did I just knock my glasses over? Am I stupid?
A bit.
let's see how far is it. Listen, we should actually go. Oh, it's actually kind of close to my house.
How expensive is it?
I haven't seen yet. Let's see. Smash
time. What
the hell?
$80? What is that for?
That's a television.
A TV and two glass packages.
Okay, glass package has 10 glass items, 10 clay pigeons, and 2 liquor/wine bottles. We can add on for 20. Wow.
I don't think it would suit me. I'd rather, chopping wood. You ever tried chopping wood? That's pretty fun.
That shit is kind of hard to do.
Yeah, I know. It gets the adrenaline out.
I agree. Wait, so you must be 16 or older for those eight. Okay, never mind. We're 18. I'm 18.
I am 18.
Hunter's going to be 18 in 2 days. Happy birthday, Hunter.
Happy birthday, Hunter. Woo! But yeah, no, I feel like...
Okay, what are we doing over there? Hold up.
I mean, Full Throttle has a bunch of stuff. Wait, so you think I could sell my old TV? They would love my old TV.
They would love my new TV.
New TV? No, I probably wouldn't do that. I mean, it looks like Full Throttle has a bunch of stuff. We're already... Have you guys ever been there? I feel like you might have been there. I mean, you guys have probably heard about it, though, because they have the go-kart.
Oh my god, I forgot I turned Clash Royale to Spanish, and I just got a notification. Tienes una solicitud de carta disponible.
Why did you turn it to Spanish?
Help me learn Spanish.
Je me sais pas tout dire aujourd'hui.
Or more specifically, help me get adapted to the Spanish.
They have adrenaline pass?
I don't know what that means, but that sounds fun.
What the hell? They got paintball? I like
paintball.
20,000 square feet.
Damn.
Multi-level.
I feel like I wouldn't need a rage room. I just need like a fucking boxing match. Yeah, a boxing match. I'd go crazy.
Can we bring paintball guns into the rage room?
Give me a hair tie and it's game over.
Can I bring just an actual shotgun into the rage room?
No.
I have no I have no wanting to shoot a gun.
I would love to shoot a person.
I know a lot of people.
I mean, a gun. Sorry, I didn't mean in person.
They enjoy it. I don't know. I don't feel like it'd be. I have no wanting to shoot a gun ever in my life. To be quite honest, I don't see the appeal in it.
It's only $20 to do the VR stuff. And apparently, he's running away from zombies and stuff. I want to see what this is like.
I would fight.
But it's full body too. Look at this. Hold on. You see this?
Yeah. With the track pads on the mat, yeah.
That's fire.
What if I run too quick? And I escape.
And you escape? What are you gonna be? You're gonna be a good boy then. You're gonna be a good boy.
Yeah, what the hell?
We also got the racing. They got the axe throwing. Y'all ever thrown an axe before?
I mean, not in a safe way.
I've thrown an axe before,
not in
a
responsible way. I've just thrown an axe at a log before. Pretty fun. I'd recommend it.
What's it called? Environment.
A safe environment. No, I've just thrown axes. All right, let's stop.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to touch tips.
What?
What are we saying, bro?
I just wanted to touch tips with the idea of Full Throttle adrenaline pop.
What a wild statement.
This guy is crazy.
Anywho, next thing that happened in the timeline is, I think it's Valentine's Day.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, it is Valentine's Day.
Guys, I didn't have a Valentine.
Me neither.
The thing is, I have a girlfriend now. Can you guys congratulate me? Can you guys
clap? I'm so proud of you.
This is my first relationship, so I'm gonna make sure I don't ruin everything.
Godspeed, soldier. Anywho.
Like the Frank Ocean
Godspeed.
Song?
Godspeed.
Gabe, sure.
What did you do for Valentine's Day?
For Valentine's Day, I'm glad you asked. I got a group of 10 single men, and we went to Dewey's. We went to Dewey's because it was a Friday during Lent. We couldn't eat meat. I wanted to go to Alpac.
You couldn't eat meat.
But we went to Dewey's. So we got some cheese pizzas. We were all in suits. We looked so fly. We looked so fly. And everyone was looking at us, but it didn't matter because we're wearing suits and they're not, so we're cooler.
Exactly.
We felt so cool. At one point, Ryan fell out of his chair, and he's
ain't
just
nothing
like, yeah.
Wrong with 10 single dudes on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
just walking.
Everyone's
in
looking at us. We're
all
literally in
out.
The middle of Dewey's. Everyone's staring at us. We are the center of attention. We are the stars. At one point, Ryan even fell out of his chair, and he's like, "Yeah, normally I'd be super embarrassed, but I'm wearing a suit, and they're not, so I'm better than that. So I don't care. I feel awesome." It was awesome. Then we went to Grater's and got some ice cream. And that was my Valentine's Day.
You wonder what I did for Valentine's Day? What absolutely nothing.
Hunter, you got a girlfriend now.
Yeah, I do, actually.
He does have a girlfriend. Do you have a girlfriend during the Valentine's Day or no?
I did.
You did.
We didn't and do you shit. Still didn't do anything. Didn't do
shit. Well, that's because...
Didn't do shit.
It's because they're e-daters, by the way. They're online. She's from South Carolina, and he's from Cincinnati, Ohio. And guys, I'm not going to lie to you.
It's not even right.
North Carolina, sorry.
It's still wrong.
South Dakota.
It's still...
Alaska!
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
I'm sick of Hawaii, Desu.
Shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
Don't listen to this kid. He's
I'm very happy for you.
Yes, it is. It's North Carolina.
North Carolina? Yeah, I better be happy. It's better not be right.
E-dating, bro.
You guys are e-dating, by the way. Okay. You guys are an online relationship. Long distance, quote unquote. Is he going to Xavier or what?
Huh?
Is he coming to see you anytime soon?
Possibly. It's possible.
It's possible. Guess what?
What?
Chicken butt.
God damn
and
it.
And then I have my birthday. Woo!
Guys, goodness, birthday!
After Valentine's Day, which was the 14th, my birthday was the 17th. And for my birthday, I had the great privilege of being on retreat. Kairos.
It was Fizzy Retreat.
Actually,
right.
Technically, West Side Catholic retreat or something, because it's not.
It's a West Side Catholic retreat. Yeah,
it's not like, affiliated with Xavier. Not affiliated with Fizzy anymore, so it's now technically that.
Why are you stroking it?
Sorry. Anywho, yeah, I was on retreat, which, I mean, to some people sounds like a horrible way to spend my birthday, and on the surface, it did, but, I mean, if you don't like retreats, if you think about it, all of my friends are on this retreat, so if I didn't go on retreat, then I wouldn't be spending it with my friends, and I would be doing nothing, so at least I'm with my friends, but I enjoy retreats.
I'm happy for you.
So I had a great time. There's not much I can really talk about the retreat, because a lot of it was... One, personal stuff. Two, kind of boring to talk about. And because you kind of had to be there. But I can talk about the nights. The nights, holy shit. This is what you get when you put a bunch of high school boys in one room for sleeping.
Wait, what?
So they knew about it. And I know
what's going on in that room.
Luca had the great idea of bringing a bunch of cheese singlets, a bunch of cheese singles. Oh, and God. Just fucking throwing them at people. And then everyone joined in. So you'd just be like sitting in your cot and just
fuck
see
the
like
TP war, bro. We got the crass singles war.
Yeah, the
bro.
the queso war of 24.
The queso war.
We called it queso. And it was just like you would just be sitting in your cot and just see a single of cheese. No one took them out of the head, case, thankfully, so you could reuse them. Just see some cheese just fly from left side to the right and just fly back. Then at one point, Luca brought out a cucumber, and he would, like, put it under people's pillows, like, before when they weren't in there,
you've been cucumbered, man.
Yeah, there's a tradition called, like, good nights, where when, like, lights are off, everyone's quiet, you would just be like, good night, blah, 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 and you'd say something, like, you know, funny to make people laugh, like, I don't know, like, good night, blah, 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 sister, you know, something to make, you know, funny shit, and in relation, and at, like, one point, like, JQ's, or no, Luca put the cucumber under Poff's pillow and just like in the middle of the night, silence. We're all just laying in bed. Oh, no. It's quiet and you just hear Luca go, good night to whatever is under Poff's pillow. And then you hear Poff go, what? And then lift up his pillow and he goes, what the fuck? And you just hear a thud as Poff throws a cucumber.
Okay, listen. So listen, guys, if I wake up and a cucumber under my pillow, first off, how did somebody get
somebody's
in my house?
Getting fucking, like, that bitch is getting
I'm gonna put that cucumber
swung
right
at somebody.
I mean, what? Sorry, and I didn't say that.
I know JQ's printed out a bunch of, like, photos and would put them under people's pillows. Like, I know he printed out a photo of a car from Cars. I forget which one. It was Flo from Cars. And he put it under Poff's pillow. He printed out the Declaration of Independence and put it under Frank's pillow. And he printed out an AI photo of me. Because Snapchat has this AI thing, the dreams, and we've been using it, there's a ton of them. And he printed out one of me, and I think he put it under someone's pillow. And then it got passed around, and then it just got hung up on the wall for the entire retreat. And same with the picture of Flo. And then I know he printed out a photo of a mini Pekka and put it under my pillow.
Oh, I love
and actually,
those.
He put it under my mattress. And then,
pancakes.
Wait, you guys had mattresses? I thought you were just sleeping on the floor.
No, I mean, it was like cots, so it wasn't really a mattress. It was a kind of mattress, but all you had was a mattress. And then you had to bring your own blanket and pillow. So.
Billow.
Poor ass.
Pillow.
My blanket did not fit me. It was horrible. But I was on my phone. We weren't allowed to bring our phone, but it was my birthday, so I brought my phone because I wanted to respond to people's messages. And that actually, the first night, because it was the first night, it was the 16th. It went from the 16th to the 17th, and then we left on the 18th. And as soon as it hit, like, the night of Friday, going into Saturday, which was my birthday, I remember I was, like, in the hallway, like, just, like, brushing my teeth or something, and someone's like, oh, yeah, when's your birthday? I'm like, tomorrow. And they're like, no. What day? And I'm like, the 17th. And then they, like, look behind, they, like, look around and go, like, happy birthday, because it turned over to the 17th. So then everyone sang me happy birthday.
At 12 Luca, in the morning?
Yeah, I think it was, like, 12:30 in the morning. Luca gave me a birthday card that he brought and got, like, everyone on the or a lot of people on the retreat to sign. So he gave me that. And then Jake gave me that one. And then Luca had another card that, because I think they both had the idea without telling either one of them. So they both came up with the idea. And Luca also had a card. This one was cool. And he put it under my mattress, and he said goodnight to whatever I was under Gabe's mattress. And I thought it was a joke, so I didn't check that night. But I checked in the morning. And they both got a bunch of people to sign the cards. One of the teachers, Mr. Bill, even signed it. That was interesting.
Mr. Bill signed a bill.
True, yeah. But, yeah. And then I know Carson snuck in cupcakes, gave me cupcakes. So that was a pretty good birthday, to be quite honest.
How does a man sneak in a pack of cupcakes?
A bag.
Okay.
They just straight brought it in.
I mean, to be fair, on a car retreat, they didn't check our bags either.
He just put it in his bag, and then they gave me cupcakes.
I was kind of scared that they would check my bags, because for some reason on junior retreat they did, like last year.
What do you think they were going to find?
My phone.
Oh, I didn't bring my phone for car retreat.
I brought my phone, but the thing is, it's because I was the rector. So.
Oh, well, then, yeah. No, they don't, yeah.
No. The first time I went, obviously, I wasn't, like...
Yeah, I was going to say, the leaders are allowed to have their phone.
Yeah. Sorry. But the first time, I was like, I kind of just wanted to watch YouTube to go to bed.
True. I wanted to listen to music to go to bed.
I like to listen to Good Boy ASMR.
Whenever I go to bed. Okay, here we go.
But now I don't have to. I just have my girlfriend send me voice
messages. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Fuck you.
So we're
is
just
this
weird.
Your mic, by the way? Did I just mute your... No, that's not
did you just... Did no, you just tell the black guy to shut up?
Mute them all.
No, I just realized that mic was picking up stuff, so it wasn't...
No more echo!
But yeah,
No more echo!
That's about everything on the retreat. Like I said, everything I could talk about. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it. I cried a lot.
You cried a lot.
I did cry a lot. My friends made me cry a lot. It was good cries, though.
Good boy.
It was good cries. They made me cry from happiness.
It was good. See, the thing is, I would love to do another retreat, but I don't like it when the retreats are super duper, super religious.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, this one wasn't very, because I'm not religious. I'm not Catholic. However, I still enjoyed it a lot and got, honestly, a lot out of it. The way I do it is I go into retreats not with the idea of seeking like a higher relationship with God, but just seeking a higher relationship with yourself and others, and you could still garner a lot from retreats.
I agree.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, I should probably think like that, honestly.
Because I know like I made a lot of connections with a lot of people that I didn't have before, and I like also was able to vent out some of my things, and I didn't even have to talk about God. I had there was no needing. Although there was one section that like all the questions were about God, and I just kind of didn't say anything.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me is, like, it's not even not the fact that, like, I actually don't really know what I consider myself right now. Because the thing is, like, I'll still participate in, like, prayer or whatever, like, whenever I'm at elder, but I don't do anything, like, outside of it, and I mean, I don't sin or anything. I feel like I don't do anything bad at all. I mean, I'm just a normal-ass dude.
I'm just a guy.
I'm just a dude, just a but, like, dude. I guess agnostic, for the most part.
That's what I am.
See, the thing is, I'm definitely going to... DePaul, which is a Catholic institution.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to Xavier, which is Catholic.
Yeah. And Hunter's going to Xavier, and he's definitely like, he's probably an atheist. He's a bad boy.
Yes.
Yes.
He definitely does not believe in God, but I'm pretty sure his parents do, right?
No.
No, they don't.
Mine do.
I'm surprised. I don't know why. But yeah, I don't know. That's a weird thing. I should probably go into it with that because I was asked to go on the retreat by I think Jake.
He's?
Yeah.
Bronco did so, he put so much effort into convincing me. I know Beck and Poff have been convincing me since like last year, and it was always I was always like, oh, it's not my crowd, and I was like, okay. But then like Jake and like Luca and Frank were all trying to convince me to go. I'm like, okay, well, I can't even say, like, at least all the guys are gonna be like my friends, or at least that the guys are my crowd. But it's like, okay, but the girls aren't really my crowd. And then we had a cabaret performance for a glee club, And then all the girls are trying to convince me to go. I'm like, well, shit, I can't really, I can't say it's not my crowd when everyone's trying to convince me to go. So I went.
And not a great time. I don't even care if it's like not my crowd or not. I mean, I find my people wherever I am.
Fair, at
that
point.
I think that's like just a special trait, though, right?
Yeah.
Like being able to go in a crowd,
make friends,
and make friends with everybody. Like I go in. Like,
I'm usually good at that as well.
Yeah. It's just if I want to or not. But I definitely would go on like a retreat like that. Like if there's one.
I don't know if there's another one anytime soon. I can't think of.
I don't know. Wait, there's one called like World's Greatest, but the thing is,
Kvasi, it's for. I don't think seniors can go on it. I think only seniors can.
No. Seniors can.
Can they?
Yeah.
I know. You have to be. I thought he was leading it.
Or I don't know if he's leading it.
I think you have to. I know you have to be 18 or older to lead it because I know Morgan Beverly was just talking about it today. Hmm. I don't know. World's Greatest is that's less of my crowd. That genuinely is not my crowd, to be honest.
I don't know. I don't know what that one was about, to be honest with you. I never even checked the email, but like Kvasi sent it out the same day, so I didn't even know it about it. And apparently it's like somebody from like basically everywhere in Ohio, like, and some people from Indiana, some people from like what's that other, Kentucky, like kids from the surrounding area, the tri-state, I guess, or whatever. It was really interesting, but if that opportunity arises, though, I'll definitely go on a retreat like that because I think it's good to not only meet people but also expand your brain. You know, can't just be stupid. Can't just be like a boy. Can't just be a boy 24/7. Sometimes you gotta expand. You gotta be a little girl. You gotta be a little girl. I mean, you gotta be a man. Hunter, all you know is being a little girl.
What?
I do enjoy doing things like that. And like, and one other thing I did that, like, I've done a lot of things this year that I haven't in previous years. And another thing I did was Night for the Fight, which I know isn't technically endorsed by Elder. However, it is like kind of,
bro,
I don't know how to describe it, but it's not like endorsed by Elder.
I didn't know how to sign up for it, so I didn't do it, but I really wanted to do it.
It was so fun. Bronco told me to sign up and he got me to sign up. So
I need some guys like you to tell me to do stuff. Cause not gonna lie, I think this year as well, so far, I feel like I've done a lot of things. I've been like a much more confident man. I've been doing like a lot more things that like, I don't think I would have done in like the last year or so.
Like I know Night for the Fight was so fun. I enjoyed it so much. The ride there was wild. It started with because we all met at the same junior from before that we were talking about at the TP War. We met at his house. Then Luca drove all of us. We picked up some more people, and we went to Skyline. No, we went to Chandler's, but it was full. So then we all went to Skyline, but we didn't want Skyline. So we bought some energy drinks. I bought two Reigns. That's 600 milligrams of some caffeine.
Milligrams.
That's a lot of caffeine.
And then we went to Skyline. We don't want Skyline, but we just sat there. I got pink lemonade. Then we went to Wendy's, got some nuggets.
Nuggets.
We all just got a bunch of nuggets. Mm. And then we went there and ate our nuggets, drank our energy drinks. I almost threw up. It was awesome. We were just being stars of the show. We got there. It was freezing. Got in there. And then we had to listen to a talk, and I was like jittering in my seat because of how much caffeine. But after that, we had our first, because how it goes is like, it's like intervals of like a talk or event type thing and a speech or whatever, where you have to like sit down in your seats and like watch. And then like an hour or two of free time where you can go around, do the events around. You could sign up for events that would happen. You can go do those. I know for our first free time, we got some temporary tattoos that are actually still like remnants are on me. Because I didn't remember, but apparently
I'm gonna touch you.
Temporary tattoos are really fucking hard to get off. I didn't remember them being
the
that difficult.
The thing is, they're supposed to come off like on their own.
Yeah, well, my arm started bleeding when I was trying to rub them off with a rag.
You're not supposed to rub it off.
Yeah, but I wanted them to rub off. I didn't want to wear them anymore.
So you're supposed to put like soap and water on it, and it should come right off.
Well, Ben, you didn't come off. Ben, you fucking suck.
Listen. The way temporary tattoos work, you gotta let them jaws come off on their own. You know what I'm saying? You can't be forcing
them
it.
Shits I forced on it. They stay on there for like 2 weeks minimum.
I forced it. Anywho, after that, I got a bunch of tattoos on my arms, and then we went down to the center because it was at the UC Stadium, the Fifth Third Bank Arena, and we went down to the center. We played like a bit of volleyball. Or not volleyball. It was just keep the ball up. That somehow always happens when there's a ball in a big group of people.
I love doing the same. Like, I remember when I was really young, me and my little brother, it's like, if we ever had a balloon for whatever reason, we would do that same thing. Like, we just keep hitting it. We would take turns hitting it. So, like, I hit it, then he has to hit it. Dude, that shit's just so fun. It's I don't even know what that's called, but it's just so fun.
And just keep it up. It's just it's just an instinct of people. Just try to keep ball up. Fun. But, yeah, we did that for a bit. And then we Then actually, Coons drilled some girl with the ball on accident. So we got the ball taken away from us. So
it wasn't a cancer girl, right?
No.
Okay, thank God. That would be really evil.
We hit someone in the head with the ball. So we got the ball taken away. Mm. And then we decided to play tag. And it was originally just us group of guys, our friends. And then we're like, you know what? We're like, hey, you should just go up to some random person and tag them and say, tag you're in, and then run, and then we'll all run away. So it was Ryan Coons was it. And we all, like, he approached this, like, group of, like, I don't know, 6-7 girls. And he, like, approached them. We were all just kind of, like, behind him. And then he, like, went up to them and just, like, tag you're in. And then we all just scattered. And then they started playing as well. And then at one point, Luca went up to just some random guy, just some random adult. I think he was there to give a speech. He gave a speech later. I don't know. But he tagged them and said, tag you're in. He played and tagged someone else. I tagged a random girl because Luca's like, oh, they're playing. And I'm like, oh, they are. Tagged one. They did not chase. They were not playing, but they were playing now. So they forced it. It became like, if you're in the center, you're playing, whether you like it or not. So that was fun. Then we sat down, speech, whatever. Then we had some food. Not much food. I had like a quarter sub from Jersey Mike's. Aww. Not a lot of food. That was not enough to keep me set, sat, whatever.
What,
keep
what
me
time? Full. What time do you guys eat?
This was at like 11-ish because we got there. It started at 7.
It started at 7. Oh,
so this was like 11-ish.
You guys should eat a big meal.
Yeah, no, it was not a lot of food. So
you guys are some hungry boys.
But I ate that, gobbled that Johnson up, and then we. I don't know what we did on that break. I don't think we did much. I think we waited in line for karaoke for a while, and then we didn't do it. Then speech, whatever. Then the next break, we had the great race thingy, where it was like, just like some things you had to do. Like I know, like you had to get a group of like it was each group had to do these like thingies, just like these tasks, and the first group to do all of them won. And one of them was like. Pass a hula hoop around 5 people with their arms interlinked. One was like build a cup tower using a rubber band and like zip ties where you had, whatever. Yep. I know mine was I had to use a spaghetti noodle and like use only my mouth to put like more penne noodles around it. 3 of them. And then there's a bottle flip and then there was a roll the ball into the cup. And
roll the ball into the
we
cup.
Won.
Yeah, baby.
And then we got nothing for it, but we won. And then after that,
wait, why the lights are not?
I have no idea. A ghost.
Okay, Sam Jones is here.
Oh, and then anyway, after that, it was more downtime. Or not downtime, it was speech time. And then at this point, it's like 2 in the morning. And we had dodgeball at 2:30 in the morning.
Dodgeball at 2:30 in the morning, yeah. Is kind of vicious, bro. That's
it was.
That's kind of the that's devil's vicious. Work. That's devil's
that
work.
Actually, but, okay, but that actually sounds fire.
It was so fun. Though. But we were so tired because it's 2 in the morning. Caffeine starting to wear off, no food, and I just exerted my entire self in this dodgeball
game. And now you're about to go to sleep for 15 hours.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. If I had 600 vanilla grams of caffeine in me, bro, I'm tweaking. I'm a
tweaker. If I'm hungry after I just played dodgeball at 2 in the goddamn morning,
oh my God,
I'm
so tired. Bro. There's no way you're taking enough caffeine to the point where you're not going to be, you're not going to just be up. Like, even if I take, like,
I was up
150, 200, I'd just be up, bro.
Like, at this point, at, like, 2:30 in the morning, the caffeine wore off. I was just up from adrenaline, but...
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
What happens if you go to bed?
12 hours.
What if you just fall asleep in the middle of the floor? Is somebody just going to wake you up?
No. You could fall asleep in the stands.
You're in left there. The fuck?
But it's so hard to fall asleep because it's so loud, but...
I mean, I'm a sleeper, eeper, weeper, dog. I'm going to go to bed, whatever.
I know some people took naps, but not till later. But I, like, hobbled my way up at, like, 2:30 in the morning, just dead tired from hunger, from just exhaustion, and from, like, exerting myself during dodgeball. And I hear, like someone talking about, like, push-ups. I'm like, dude, I think I would die if I did any push-ups right now. They're like, look, and they pointed to, like, the Jumbotron in the middle, and it's like, push-up contest. Select one person from your team to go do push-ups. And like I look back down. Everyone's looking at me. I'm like, oh, fuck.
<'Cause>, sorry about it.
It's like, okay, yeah, I mean, I was probably the most qualified to do push-ups out of my group because I, you know, actively work out for a lot or a lot for a while.
For a lot?
For a lot.
For a lot. So, for a living.
Yeah, for, I wish. But yeah, I was definitely the one the most qualified. So it was definitely going to be me. But I was like, ah, fuck. All right, I'll do it. So I hobbled down to the center, and the guy would just count. Every group, there's like 88 groups. Every group sent down their strongest person. And the guy would count, like, one, you do one, and all the way, like, two, and you do two, whatever. And then just like as many as you could do. And then the last one standing wins. I had no idea how many was left when I lost because I was just so focused on doing them. I ended up doing like 45 in a row, which is the most I've ever done in a row. Which shocked me because I was dead tired, hungry, and exhausted.
So you're telling me there's a motherfucker that did more than 45?
There was a motherfucker that did 97.
97? Okay,
only criminal. Like,
there was like three people that did is bro over 85. On
trend.
But yeah, the winner did 97. So, but that apparently, top
10 Zinnitons.
I was Zinnitons. Like in the top, like, I was in the top fourth, top 25% of people out there. So if every group sent out their strongest person, and I was in the top 25% of the strongest people, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
When you
that's pretty good.
About
that's
a pretty 30 impressive. Year performance.
So that's pretty good. I would say I was, that means I was at least in the top like 40 people, top 40 strongest people there. So that's pretty good. But however, downside of that, I was about to pass out because Lord have mercy, was that a lot of things to do.
That's a lot of push-ups, gang. It's a lot of push-ups.
It is a lot of push-ups, and I like managed to struggle my way up back to my seat, and I'm like, okay, finally, just give a speech and let me rest. And I look up, and it's like, dance time. I'm like, what the fuck? So they had a 3-hour-long dance in the middle. Oh, my God.
So we're at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, from, like, 3 to 6, they just had, like a prom-esque dance, which is, like, just some music going around. We're dancing, jumping around. I'm fighting, passing out, but eventually it went away. And I was just tired. Like, my leg was cramping, but I was just tired. I wasn't going to pass out tired, but I was just tired. But, yeah, eventually, calmed down. Then the dance ended. And then at this point, it's like 6:15. Like, one more speech, some more things. And we left at, like, 6:45. And that drive home was, interesting. All of us were dead tired in a car packed of people. We had 3 people in the middle seats. 1 shotgun, 2 people in the trunk, Luca driving.
In the trunk.
We were, oh my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I know Jake was rambling about a McGriddle. I was like looking at the moon because it looked like a sticker. I'm like, that shit's not fucking real. You can't give, we're in a simulation. That's not real.
I just want to know who was in the trunk?
Jake and Ryan.
Jake and Koontz?
Yeah.
They were actually in the trunk. Yeah. Like, you're so serious.
Yeah.
They could fit in the trunk?
I mean, it was a... Luca has a Cadillac.
Damn!
Oh, not a Cadillac. Sorry. A Caddy. He has a Cadillac.
Luca has a fucking Cadillac?
Like a CTS Cadillac?
It's an old Cadillac. That shit barely functions, but it has a big trunk. It's like one of those things where it's like a mom van, like a CRV, where like the trunk is like just like... it's like seats, and then you can see over the seats into the trunk. It's not like a...
I was about to say if he's in a car. No,
it's a sedan. It's like a CRV type thing. But yeah, Jake was rambling about a McGriddle. I was rambling about how that moon's fake. At one point, we get it through an intersection on like Race Road or something, and someone's like, "Dude, there's no cars. We're the only one at this intersection." I'm like looking around. I'm like, "Holy shit! What the fuck? Like, this is not real.
That's not real.
It's a simulation. It was so surreal."
You know how insane that is. Like, at an intersection, anywhere, really, yeah. Like...
No cars.
No cars is crazy. Where the hell were you?
And it was daylight. It was Race Road, and I think...
You're on Race? There's no cars?
It was Race Road in Bridgetown or Hamilton, one
what
of the two.
What the hell? Bruh.
Harrison, not Hamilton. Harrison
is such a busy street.
It was either Harrison and Race or Bridgetown and Race. I forget which one connects with Race, but it was one of those. And I'm like, dude, there's no cars. This is weird.
That's ridiculous. Because the thing is, like, that connection in particular, both of those streets individually are so like jam packed, like all the time.
I mean, you said it was what, 6 in the morning on a Saturday?
I don't know. Fuck if it's 6 in the morning on a Saturday.
It was like 7 in the morning at this point. And I was like, yeah, what the fuck? It was so weird. I'm like, we're in a simulation.
It's not real.
And then I drove home and fell asleep at like 8:15. Best sleep of my life. But yeah, that was interesting. Also, we finally got food, by the way. I forgot to mention. We got food. We had breakfast. After the push-up thing, we had like one last little free time. I had a half bagel, some fucking granola bars. I was the happiest motherfucker in my life.
You're eating like a slave.
I literally could not stop. I didn't care. I literally could not stop smiling. I was so fucking happy.
Yeah, I got donut.
I was so happy. I was just sitting there like no one's talking. I'm just sitting there staring off eating a bagel, which is the biggest smile on my face.
I just imagine Gabe sitting over there like,
oh, it was awesome. It was so good.
This is absolutely the type shot I've been on recently. Oh, you know, I got a funny anecdote to tell you. Because we don't have much time left, but I want to get this in because this was right around New Year. This is on New Year's, like New Year Day. like the day after New Year's.
Yeah.
January 1st of the month. I remember because the thing is, I had a very, very interesting time on New Year's. I really can't talk about, but just know that in the morning, I was pretty much functioning. I was just kind of a little sleepy, you know, like
yeah.
I had like the little sleepy effect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So me and the boys, okay. So the thing is, I slept over because we had like a little party or whatever, you know, have a nice conjunction as a bunch of nice teenagers doing perfectly fine things.
Oh yeah. I had like 8 guys. No, it was like 10 guys sleep in my room alone. There was 4 people on the bed. No, it was 8 guys, 4 people on the bed, 4 on the ground. And my room is not that big.
Mm.
It was an interesting night after New Year's and they all slept in my room. Yeah. 4 people on my bed.
It was the basement. Okay, so this is at my friend's house. This is a basement. And, like, the people that stayed was probably, like, 15-ish people. But, like, overall, it was, like, 40 to 50 people that came, like, the peak.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of people in that little basement. It had, like, 2 couches or whatever. And
I know a thing or two about a lot of people.
Somebody was sleeping on the ping pong table. Or on the pong table.
Type shit.
But everybody's, like, sleeping around. But, okay, so apparently people made plans when I fell asleep. Because as soon as it hit, like, New Year's, I remember I fell over the couch and I laid down.
About to say, you fell asleep before it hit New Year's?
No, I felt like right as it hit New Year's. All I remember is that it hit New Year's. I was looking at the TV and I went to bed. I fell over. I went to bed. And then somebody tucked me on the couch. They put a blanket on me.
Damn, bro.
But apparently they made plans to go to IHOP the next morning and they were trying to wake me up.
They also made plans for IHOP. IHOP is always just a destination after a night like that. It's always, I've gone to IHOP only after like parties.
For New Year's, I went over to some of my friend's house and we fucked up because
I'm stretching, sorry.
My friend's a little retarded and we watched the ball drop at 1 a.m.
Hell yeah.
Because
what?
Because the clock was wrong.
Nice.
So we didn't even like watch it live. We had to pull up a YouTube video of it dropping and then pretend that it was 12 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't even really remember.
And then we went to sleep.
I didn't really watch
it. We went to sleep. I want to say it was like 4 a.m. for fucking reason. There was literally no, like, we didn't do shit. We literally stayed up and did nothing for 3 hours.
I respect that. You know, my funniest thing is like whenever everybody's like laying down, everybody's sleeping or whatever, and you wake up in the middle of the night for whatever reason, there's always this one person that gets up, goes get a drink of water, and goes back down and goes right back to sleep.
Yeah.
That's me, bro.
I feel like there's never a point where everyone's asleep. Someone's always awake.
It
absolutely is. Somebody's awake doing something. They're on the freaky time. Man.
I swear to God. No, because my friend has narcolepsy, right? So he'll be up at like 4 a.m. playing some fucking Overwatch or some shit, and I'll be over at his house. I swear to God, I woke up at like, I think it was 3:30 a.m., went up, went to take a piss, and noticed he was just sitting on his computer casually. I'm like, bro, Grant, what the fuck are you doing? It's 3 a.m. I can't sleep, bro. Okay.
I respect that.
And I just went back to sleep.
I have to pop melatonin every time. Like every night.
Let me finish the story real quick.
My fault.
Squad, don't worry about it. Man. My gangsters, my little pimpers. I love y'all. Don't even worry about it. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Right, now we're getting a little too
crazy. I'm just kidding. All
right, so. Look on Gabe's face, bro. It's just going. Okay. All
right. So basically, right, they made plans for us to go get IHOP the next morning. And okay, so you know they're trying to wake us up at like 8:30 a.m. I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I was not waking up. I was kind of like crossed a little bit. You know,
bro's gone.
But I was sleeping, and I remember I woke up at like 12. Everybody was like laying down, but like nobody was doing anything. I look up, and I see 3 dudes standing right behind me. I'm like,
yo,
friends. They're my friends, but like. Yo, what are you guys doing over there?
What are y'all about to do to me? Like,
this is like that one.
It's like that one image of the five black guys on the couch.
I'm not gonna lie. I was kind of shook. I got up. I looked behind me. I was like, yo. They were talking whatever. I don't remember what they were talking about.
They're looking at you like this.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
They might have been, bro. I was kind of talking real good. I was talking real good with the blanket on me. I was really comfortable. And I was on the couch. Couch was real comfortable. But yeah. So they woke me up. Or I didn't wake. They didn't wake me up. They could not have woken me up. They apparently picked me up and put me back down. I did not wake up.
So bro was gone.
I'm telling you. I was gone. I was gone for at least like, I don't know. That was like 11 hours or whatever. 10, 11 hours. But right. We got up. A couple hours later, you know, we kind of chilled, talked to their parents a little bit, the party owner, because I like her family. They're great people. I think one of them goes to Purcell Marion or something like that. I don't remember. But, right, eventually we do go to IHOP, and I'm still crossed. It's been about a solid 2 hours, hour and a half maybe. And we go to this IHOP, right? Sit down. Everybody's having a good time. You know, we're about to go order some food. And so the waitress, she comes out and she starts picking up orders. So she goes down the line. She went to one of my friends. She went to my other friend. And she came back to me, right? So she talked to me and...
Sorry, I just zoned out so hard. This is
bad.
But she started talking to me and she started flirting with me.
What?
Right? Yeah.
I had that shit on that day. I was looking kind of like a gangster. I was looking kind of like a little nice player. Yeah. And just know I have a girlfriend now, so I don't affiliate with any of that. But
this is a different me.
This is back then.
But mind you, this girl is like 47.
Holy fuck.
We're not in MILF territory at this point. We're in fucking GILF territory.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
We're in grandma and lay 40s.
She was like, oh, you look so handsome today. And I started staring at her like, yeah.
Yeah.
What can I get you?
I'm not gonna lie. Guys, listen, if I'm cross, do not let me order anything. Just order for me at this point.
What can I get for you today?
Let me get
some waffles. Let me get the strawberry croissant.
I get the chicken from IHOP. All the time.
I love getting the. Let me get the I don't know why, but I got some mozzarella sticks as well on the side.
You can get mozzarella sticks at IHOP.
Yeah, in the morning.
That's news.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Let me get those mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of how I sounded like. I sounded like I smoked a doobie the same morning. I smoked weed. But right, it sounded like my throat was just I was deep. My voice was deep. My voice was deep that morning. And I was like, yeah, I'll get a blueberry croissant with.
I thought you said it was strawberry. What the fuck happened?
So I happened first. You know, blueberry croissant.
Blueberry croissant.
But yeah, she was flirting with me, strawberry. And then all of a sudden she was like, "Oh, my husband wouldn't really like that." I'm like, "William, bitch, why you telling me that about the damn? You're not a husband. Why you telling me that? Why you telling me you try to talk to me? Boy, you got a husband. I mean, I was 18 at that point, so like." No, we're not gonna think about that. I don't really want her. She was not my type.
Hey, it ain't.
No, stop!
It ain't illegal.
Stop!
It ain't illegal, but it ain't right.
It ain't right, but it ain't illegal.
No, it's more than wrong. Bad boy.
Yes.
That's really what I want to talk about, yes. Though, guys.
No, not to the. God damn it, Hunter. No.
Move on.
Why are you edging the microphone, dude?
Shut up. I'm edging you.
No,
I can't say that.
No! Okay. Wait, I mean, you can't say that until. Well, you can't say it now.
You can say it to him, not me.
You say it to me, not him. You edging me or what? Are you edging me?
Can we finish the
fucking
story so we can leave?
This is basically. I mean, it was basically a story. I kind of forgot what I was going to say at the Edda Park. You guys started talking so loud. You guys started talking so loud to me. It's like a lot over me. Bad boys, you better get spanked.
What the fuck?
All right, nah, we're done. He's getting too horny.
Thank you guys all for watching. We will be recording more often than before, at least more often than once every 2 months. I fucking hope. Yeah, that marks the end of this episode. Thank you all for listening. I must say, thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening. This was the Digital Show Podcast. I'm Gabe Pilley,
Keith Clark,
and Honor All.
And see you guys. Thank you all for watching.
Bye.
Love you all. On a side note, also, thank you all. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to the Elders News Network for letting us utilize their podcast room. Thank you to Mr. Rogers in particular.
We're legally obligated to say this.
Pretty much.
There is not a gun pointed at my head.
Yeah.
An Orbi gun.
I'm going to touch you.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Bye. Have a great time.